Good evening, everyone. It is Friday. We made it to Friday, June 28, 2019, the last Friday in June. How was your week? Hope you had a great week. It was interesting to say the least on my end, but hey, you know what? We made it. We're good to go. We're on our way, ready to jump into the second half of 2019. And guess what? It's going to be change after change after change. It's going to be awesome, and it can only get awesome. It can only be better because we start cutting some ties. We start cutting some negativity out of our lives, and things get better. Guarantee it. So with that being said, let's dive in to today. It's Friday, so it's Forbes Friday, ripped from the headlines of Forbes.com, Forbes Magazine, Forbes website, Forbes newsletters. Today, I'm talking about your money, your finances, and trust me, that's what I'm talking about. Don't trust me about money, but that's what I'm talking about. So, talking about a layaway. The layaway plan is cool again, and Visa wants a piece of the $1.2 trillion market. Visa, you know, the credit card, debit card, whatever, those people, they want a piece of that action. So it says here, Visa is the latest company grasping for a slice of the point of sales financing market, which has been growing 15% a year and reached $1.2 trillion in transaction volume globally, all around the world in 2017, according to Euromonitor. Financial products that let customers put purchases like washing machines, bicycles, and dresses on a layaway or installment plans have proliferated in the last decade after a dramatic rise and fall in popularity in the last century. I remember, you know, being a kid. We're going to put this on layaway just in time for the holidays. And it was a great idea. It's a great idea. And then you started seeing those commercials from Walmart slowly start coming back. And we're talking about the layaway. And it was awesome. It's a great idea. I mean, you know, times are tough. And if you can just work it out, why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Well, here's where you and your money come into this. You know, you buy into that, you do the layaway plan, fantastic, kudos to you. You're managing, you're balancing, you're working your money works for you, but in case when you're giving it away, it really not working for you, it's working for somebody else. And in this case, Visa wants a piece of the action. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's capitalism. It's what makes the world go around. Like that song says, money makes the world go around. So that's what happens. So again, it's a good thing because it's another service for you. And especially when times are tough, or you know, we're not making the money we need to be making, or just, you know what, when you take advantage of a deal and we got no space at home because we already have it full of junk and we have no space for it, but in 5 months, 6 months, 3 months, whatever, we're going to pick it up and there'll be room for that. And folks, perfect time for this because Christmas is less than now, officially less than 6 months away. This time in 6 months, we're going to be coming up into the new year. We're going to be days away from New Year's Eve and the first of 2020. So we have to start getting ourselves ready for that, getting our minds wrapped up about this, you know, because again, 4th of July is just about to happen. Right after that, you know, all the back to school sales kick in. And again, there's your layaway chance. There's your opportunity. So that being said, you know, it's it's a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's all about personal preference. It's also how you wisely use it, how you use it. Use it wisely. Use it to your advantage. Use it for what's important, not for the nonsense, and you'll be fine. But again, you know, that's strictly up to you and that's subjective. Some people will say, no, I manage my finances or this money has to last me X number of days. Meanwhile, they're out there having steak dinners every night, and then what have they got? They got this. They got that. And, you know, because it's always going, there's always going to be a rainy day. You got to save for it. You got to prepare for it. So you manage your finances. And this does help. This layaway, this installment plan does help. But here's the twist behind this. And I think this is where everybody's going to really start biting into it and really chomping at the bit and really wanting this. What they're looking at doing is not just before you pay that you say, okay, I'm going to do this, this installment plan or this layaway plan, or basically it's an installment plan or revolving credit. After you make your pay, you can do it with your credit card company. They're going to give you, and it's not guaranteed. Again, it depends on your credit score. It's not a guaranteed, not a done deal. But one of the options will be where you will be offered the opportunity to jump on an installment plan. So you know your washing machine broke, you have to get a new washer because hey, the kids need clean clothes, whether they like it or not. I know it's summertime, but that being the case, you buy it. Well, now your credit card company sees that you used it for a large item purchase, large single item purchase, and they give you the option of, hey, do you want to do this over time? Guess what? People are going to jump at that. They're going to chomp at the bit. They're going to take it. Because what does it do? Sure, it's going to lessen that one huge blow, and it's going to make it last the little chunks, little bite-sized chunks every month for 6 months or 5 months or whatever it happens to be. But what's going to happen is it's also going to give people a false sense of security, especially those that do not know how to manage their money. Those that have X amount of money, got to make it last, but yet they're having steak dinner. Those people are the ones that are going to suffer the most because, again, they're not training themselves. They've never been trained. They've never been fiscally held accountable. And they're going to get themselves way in over their heads. And that's going to be a problem. But, you know, it doesn't matter to Visa. It doesn't matter to MasterCard or JP Morgan or Chase or whoever, because they're still going to get their money. And they're going to get their money with interest. So that's the bad thing behind it. So, again, be careful. It is your money. You do what you know what to do. And especially if you're one of those that says, oh, I got this. Remember, flag on that one. You don't got this. Because, again, you're just trying to convince yourself. But at that point, it's too little, too late. And, folks, that's the way it goes. But understand that it's not going away. It's here to stay, and it's going to be used. Apparently, banks in India and Romania are actually doing this, and they're not having a problem as globally or as large scale. They're not having a problem. Of course, there's those anticipated problems. But now they're saying Visa plans to make this product available, more widely available, in January 2020, so after the holiday rush. So it kind of gives you that year before the 2020 Christmas season to really figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to deal with it. So be careful. Be careful. $1.2 trillion. Everybody wants a piece of the action. Everybody wants to jump in. Everybody has the next greatest idea, next great idea, because you know what? To them, it is the next great idea. To them and their stakeholders and their shareholders, especially their shareholders in this case, they want return on investment. They want to make money. That's why they're shareholders. That's why they buy stock in the company. And guess what? They're going to get it. Because, again, who knows you better than the credit card company? And I guarantee you, they know you better than you. And this is how I know they know you better than you. Because they know what you buy. They know your purchases. They know on what day you're more apt to spend more. They know what day of the month you get paid. They know what day of the month you go to the grocery store. And if you think I'm joking, if you think I'm kidding, the next time you pay with something with Visa, look at your receipt. And then pin it up to a calendar. Then the next time you go someplace and pin it up to a calendar. And then you're going to start seeing a pattern. And that pattern they have already known since day one, since the very first. Anything with Visa on it or anything with MasterCard on it, they know you. They truly do know you. They know when you're sick. They know when They know when you're doing good. They know when you got a raise. They know when you're not working. They know if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sakes. Yes, it is just like that. It is just like Santa Claus. But look at your receipts. If you think I'm kidding, you don't believe me, that's fine. That's up to you. But look at your receipts, and it tells whoever is on the other end of that, it says a lot about you. It says a whole lot about you. It says if you're dining for one or dining for a family of six or how many holidays in a 30-day period there are because you're buying X number of hams, you know, don't forget that traditional 4th of July ham. Yeah, they know that. They know what brand of toilet paper you use. Seriously, they really, truly do. And guess what they do? They buy ads against that, ads in Facebook and Twitter, on Instagram, wherever, and they buy ads against that because you're in this area. Not you specifically, but those people, then they start putting it all together and figure out people, you know, 18 to 40, what type of toilet paper they use, because based on the information they've received, because they're entitled to receive it. So you see where I'm going? Then they start putting ads, and then they kind of you start seeing ads that you recognize. Hey, wait a minute, I was just thinking about that. Wait a minute, I use that. I've never told anybody on here I use that. You don't need to. They don't need to. They put it all together. They pay people to stay up nights collecting data on you, your neighbor, your next door neighbor, the people down the street, people who don't even care about you, but they're in your general geographic area. Heck, for some reason, my television, my cable company thinks I speak Spanish 100% of the time. But I don't. I speak Spanish, but I don't 100% of the time. But according, well, to their emails and their whatchamacallit, the spam mail and the stuff I see on the websites and on the Facebooks and stuff like that, it is. But they don't know me. They don't know me. But they think they do. So again, throw them a curveball every once in a while. Do that, see what happens. Listen, my name's Dave. It's Friday. Let's have a great weekend. You have a great weekend. Spend your money wisely. Do your homework. And that's the bottom line. Until next week, I wish you a great weekend. Take care. I'll see you on Monday, Sports Leadership Monday, and we'll talk then. Have a